Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Rain gauges were filling up quickly this morning as very heavy rain moved through the Watertown area during the 10 a.m. hour. Watertown received 1.52 inches of rain in that one-hour period, pushing the total for the day to close to 2 inches. Aaron Dye, a forecaster at the National Weather Service in Aberdeen, says that was on the heavier side based on the reports that he's seen.
Most places reported between half an inch to an inch, with some areas reaching, you know, upwards of about 2 inches. Yours is definitely one of the heavier areas.
He says there wasn't much in the way of severe weather, just some spotty reports of small hail and some strong winds.
We did have some pea-sized hail reported in western Corson. We had 1 inch hail was reported 6 miles north of Harried. It's like our biggest wind gust reported. We had a 73 miles per hour reported in Falk County, 2 miles north of Brentwood.
Well, last week, the Watertown City Council authorized Mayor Sarah Caron to work with the South Dakota Department of Transportation on a more decorative-looking streetlight pole for a stretch of Highway 212. The new poles from 19th Street East to the intersection of Highway 81 will go up when that section of highway is rebuilt in the year 2021. The cost could run over $500,000.
I tend to be a tightwad, and the dollars scare me. It's a lot of money. But on the other hand, the community has spoken. We did that visioning process, and it came out loud and clear. We want to upgrade our image through the Highway 212 corridor, and this is one way to do that.
Caron says it's about the image of your community, and it's something that other cities like Brookings, Rapid City, and Aberdeen have done. Caron says there's been plenty of pushback on this idea on social media, but creating a better image of Watertown is something the community wants.
We can choose whatever fixtures we want, and there's some leeway in there and differences on the poles. Mm-hmm. But the community has spoken with that visioning process, and they want us to improve the look of Watertown in many ways, and we will do it in as many ways as we can. But the city council did vote to support that effort, even though it costs money.
And Caron has some advice for those who are opposed to the jazzed up lighting.
And I would invite those naysayers to come to the public hearings and, you know, show your face to the council. Don't just write your snarky comment on social media and disappear. We want to hear your voice. It's good to hear all different kinds of perspectives. That's good. But don't blast the council for making a choice when you don't know all of what went into their decision.
The city council voted 6-2 to go with a more decorative style of light pole. Councilman John Solem and Mike Danforth were the no votes. A Watertown man has been killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend in central Minnesota. It happened Saturday night on Highway 22 in Meeker County. The Minnesota State Patrol says 57-year-old Les Lemke was southbound on the highway when his Harley-Davidson went off the road and hit a driveway approach. Lemke was thrown off the cycle, airlifted to St. Cloud Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Voters in the Watertown School District can learn more about their school board candidates this week. A candidate forum is being held in room 512 at Lake Area Tech on Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. Five candidates are running for two open seats on the board. They're Scott Hardy, Stephanie Leonards, Brent Mormon, Stephanie Traversy, and Heather Pagel. The incumbents are Hardy and Leonards. Their three-year terms expire in July. The school board election is a week from tomorrow, June 19th. The South Dakota Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting and open house later today to talk about the reconstruction of South Dakota Highway 15 from Millbank south to the intersection of South Dakota Highway 20 and Highway 158. It's being held at Millbank High School from 5:30 to 7 this evening, and the public is encouraged to attend. Billy Sutton, the candidate for South Dakota governor, announced today that Sylvia Kristen, former executive director of the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, has joined his campaign as finance director. Kristen will head up all fundraising efforts and manage the budgetary operations of the campaign. A Rapid City resident, Kristen has served as the executive director of the South Dakota Stock Growers Association for the past 7 years. Well, legislative veteran Susan Wismer of Britton will be moving from the South Dakota House to the Senate next year. She won a three-way Democratic primary in District 1 in northeast South Dakota. No Republican or independent filed, so Wismer will automatically win the district. It's the seat formerly held by Jason Frericks of Wilmot, who was term limited. Wismer says that Billy Sutton is a strong governor candidate.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have Billy Sutton at the top of the ticket. His determination, his outlook on life, I think is something that lots and lots of South Dakotans can identify with. And it's time, too, as far as I'm concerned, for a different team to take over the reins in Pierre.
Wismer served in the State House from 2009 to 2014 and was the Democratic nominee for governor in 2014. The U.S. Senate is expected to mark up their 2018 Farm Bill proposal this week. South Dakota Farmers Union President Doug Somke says the proposal they came up with is much better than the House version that was voted down earlier this year. Somke says he's pleased the Soil Health and Income Protection Program, or SHIP, put forward by Senator John Thune, is included in the Senate version of the Farm Bill.
We're really, really glad to see that the SHIP program that Senator Thune has introduced is included. And, looking forward to what we can do and enhance that program throughout this Farm Bill. But all in all, I think it's going to be a much better bill than what the House definitely brought.
Somke says he was disappointed that conservation was cut in the Senate measure.
That is a little bit concerning. I think that's one area where we really need to look at. We can't really be cutting if we think we're ever going to do anything good, for instance, for the environment and for the air and water. So that's something that we got to maybe have to work on to try to detail and get something added rather than cutting like they plan.
Somke is hopeful that Congress will pass a farm bill this year, but he says it'll be a challenge because the House and Senate versions are so far apart.
You know, we're so far apart from the House and Senate side. I think there's still going to be some stumbling blocks, and it's going to be damn tough to get there. So we'll see. I mean, I can't say that I don't think it'll happen, but they're going to have to work awful hard, and there's going to have to be quite a bit of compromise between the two.
And finally, now that Kristi Noem has won the Republican primary for governor in South Dakota, she needs to select a running mate who will serve as her lieutenant governor if she's elected.
Well, I think that in the next few weeks, we'll have to start thinking about that. But what I would use as qualifications would be someone who obviously is ready to step into the role of governor should something happen to me. But second of all, who gets that the job is not about them, that it's about South Dakota and serving people in this state. I want somebody that really views this through a servant's viewpoint and understands that they should wake up every single morning with other people on their minds.
The Democratic governor candidate is State Senator Billy Sutton. Neither Noem nor Sutton have announced their running mate yet. That's what's happening today from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner.